League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours, and we are going to the semifinals. Yep, NBA Cup, baby. Going to the, and what a beautiful game it was. The beautiful, it's called the beautiful game, right?
Well, some people call soccer that. It's interesting. Later on, we'll hear from Shaquille O'Neal. He did not call it the beautiful game.
He thinks it sucks, but that's another story.
I think he was kind of right. If you can't see how beautiful the game is after watching Fred VanVleet last night.
Oh my God.
If you can't, okay, so why are they calling him Jihad Fred and Fred the Terrorist? What is that? What is that joke? It's just the beard? Nickname is, and they say he just drops a bunch of bombs on things. Like, they call him Jihad Fred and Fred the Terrorist on, Roosh.
He does have that beard that looks like it, I guess.
Roosh called him Jihad Fred, and then Ross Villarreal, my boy, called him Fred the Terrorist. And then I noticed more people were saying that, too, and I'm like, this must be a thing that's going on here.
Well, it wasn't bombs he was dropping. He was dropping bricks.
Bricks, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's the
sweet
construction worker.
Let me tell you something. If you want to say it, the second half was terrible. But the last 5 minutes of that game was the ugliest, greatest thing I've ever seen.
They went into prevent. That's what Ryan said. He goes, they went into prevent offense. Man, what Kerr, you can. I mean, Steve Kerr blasted the refs after the game, and we'll hear him
who
do
cares?
That.
Who cares? The guy who's benefited from the calls for a decade.
I know.
Damn near, shut up.
The Wicked Witch is dead. Beat their ass. Mm-hmm. Destroyed them. Yeah, okay, take that, Warriors.
Real ones knew they were
game
done.
In maybe the history of the NBA, the Rockets destroyed you.
Semifinalists, right? We're going to do the show from Vegas now.
Well, no, we're going to Oklahoma City first, and then it's in Oklahoma City. That game.
Oh, I thought.
No.
I thought we're going to the semifinals. I thought the semifinals are in Vegas. Aren't they? They are in Vegas. You're wrong, John.
Oh, the semis are in Vegas, too?
Semis are in Vegas, yeah.
Oh, I thought the semis were in Oklahoma City.
No.
Okay.
So I'm going to be in Vegas doing a show with the
Rockets.
You're
going to Vegas.
Rockets are getting me a hotel.
The Rockets are giving you a hotel.
Yep.
I don't see that.
I'm going to reach out to them today and see if I can get one.
I don't see that at all. Okay.
Because I'm the one that said they'll beat the Warriors. All you not. Do you believe not? Do you believe not? After 15 straight, do you believe now?
I'm not sure I believe in them beating the Oklahoma City, but okay.
Okay. Well, they just did it, but I guess that was a mirage.
I saw a stat yesterday.
Did Georgia beat Texas this year in week 7?
Yeah.
And did they beat them the very next time they saw them?
Yeah.
Did we beat Oklahoma City just like a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And they're going to catch that ass kicking again this next time. Don't worry about that. They're going to catch a smooth ass kicking too. Our team's growing up. Did you see all that? Did you see all that dog out on the court last night in the Wintarian? A lot Wintarian.
Yeah,
and
boy,
oh man, we're
good.
In the team. The Terror Twins
just
are
so efficient. Those two.
Jeez.
Holy crap! That and everybody. Nobody else is. Nobody else is. Nobody else is.
This is on everything that I have in my life. If one of those two get traded this year to add an old player or a quote unquote star, I will flip out and tear the studio up. I swear on everything. If they do something that stupid, to move one of those guys to get a star, a quote-unquote star. We got to have a star. Can't win without a star. If they short-circuit this terror squad to get a star that's an aging star, I swear to God, I will tear this up.
They won't do that. They won't do that.
You better go talk to your boys then, because we can't have that.
No, they love those two. Are you kidding me?
Then talk to whoever you need to talk to.
They've already said that. It's already been out. It's already out there. Those two are not. They're untouchable. Those two untouchable. They're not going anywhere.
I would consider moving Şengün.
What?
If the deal was right. Yeah, if I got another big in return. If Şengün was part of a package for Giannis, I'd consider that.
If Şengün was part of a
For Giannis, yeah, I would consider that.
I guess.
Şengün's fine. There's just some real issues with him once he gets in the paint. Like, he just can't elevate at all anymore. He gets everything blocked.
He's up against somebody bigger every night.
But he's got body position.
Draymond wasn't bigger last night.
No, Draymond gave him the blues.
Not Draymond. No, that's the only guy.
Draymond actually played really well.
He's always at a height disadvantage. And, hey, he keeps 10 of 18 with 26 points. What are you two on? And 11 rebounds.
I'm just saying, if we were going to do something, I would consider that if the price were really, really right. But I'm not really looking for a trade at all.
He's the only guy that could shoot last night. Well,
I'm not really looking for a trade at all.
He got the business in the fourth quarter. When they went to him and Draymond said, not today.
Do anything.
Yeah, Draymond gave it to him last night.
He's 1 for 5. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I like 1 for 5, too. It's kind of what, you know, it's what Jake Myers does, so I'm used to it.
That 10 for 18, you mean?
No, in the fourth, he couldn't do it.
Well, in winning time, he got the basket to pull you to within one, and then the free throws won it for you with 3 seconds left.
So if you didn't see it, because it was a late game, and it didn't even start at 8:30 when it was supposed to. It started closer to 9, honestly, and or 9 our time, 7 your time.
And it wasn't like the Hawks and Knicks were, you know, up and down the court just destroying. I mean, what the hell? Start the game.
Yeah, on my channel on 2:45, I had hockey.
Oh, it was hockey. TNT had hockey?
Yeah, it was hockey. Oh. And then the Rockets were supposed to be next. I'm like, I watched it on Houston.
I watched it on Space City.
I did too. But but you had the Rockets were down. They were down 5 with. It was a 5 or 6 with not a lot of time. Down 6 with like
90-84
with a minute 29 to go.
Yeah,
and they got a big 3 in the corner from Tari Eason.
From Fred?
No, not in the corner to cut it to 3. Wasn't that Tari who hit it the 3 from the corner?
No, I think it was.
Hit a corner 3, but not the one you're talking about.
Is that the one I'm talking about?
It was Fred. Fred hit his second of the night.
Oh, that's right. Fred did hit it. And that was from the corner where Fred hit from.
Yeah.
So Fred hit from the corner to cut it to 3.
Right.
And then you had the next basket. Who was the next? The next basket was Alfie?
It's Şengün, yeah.
Yeah. And all this time, the defense is stifling for the Rockets. And in the first half, it was beautiful. The defense was beautiful in the first half. Second half, they just started breaking down. Warriors started making a bunch of threes, and the Rockets just lost their focus a little bit defensively. And, of course, as you know, offensively, they shot terribly from 3. It was an awful shoot. Somehow they shot that bad from 3 and still beat the Warriors. I mean, one point they were 1 of 16. Just a terrible, terrible night shooting 3. However, you know, they did their hustle stuff that they do. And Jaylen had some moments in the second quarter, he was absolutely brilliant. I mean, his second quarter was a highlight tape. And then, you know, it was bumpy in the third quarter. Bumpy got real bumpy in the fourth quarter, where the Warriors ended up taking a lead as much as 7 at one point. And then Rockets fought back. They cut it to within 1. Got the rebound. Looked like they were going to lose the ball. They had an opportunity. Looked like they were going to let it slip away because they couldn't grab a rebound. Jabari Smith was kicking everything out of bounds when he had chances for rebounds. Jabari played great last night. And then loose ball, Jaylen got on it and avoided a jump ball and had a foul called on the Warriors, which I'll be honest. you just don't see that almost ever toward the end of a game on the ground. They called the foul, but I'm fine with it because it was a foul.
Well, Steve Kerr has been in the game forever. Steve Kerr played, Steve Kerr college, Steve Kerr pros, Steve Kerr coach.
Mm-hmm.
He says, he said, I might have seen it once in college. Dell, you got the sound? He was put. I don't know which made him madder, this or Trump winning. I don't know which one.
Oh, he got a little angry in this game. He had Steph Curry. He thought he should have had a 4-point play.
Amen touched
his hand.
Well, listen, I mean, he's got a 2-minute rant. Well, not a rant, but really he went off. Here is Steve Kerr afterwards, pissed off at the refs.
Ball situation, 80 feet from the basket with the game on the line. I've never seen that. I think I saw it in college one time, 30 years ago. Never seen it in the NBA. That is unconscionable. I don't even understand what just happened. You know, loose ball, diving on the floor, 80 feet from the basket, and you're going to give a guy 2 free throws to decide the game when people are scrambling for the ball. Just give them a timeout. Give them a timeout and let the players decide the game. That's how you officiate, especially because the game was a complete wrestling match. You know, they didn't call anything. Steph Curry got hit on the elbow, plain as day, on a jump shot. Just clubbed right on there, no call. So you've established you're just not going to call anything throughout the game. It's a physical game. We're going to call a loose ball foul on a jump ball situation with guys diving on the floor with the game on the line? This is a billion-dollar industry. You got people's jobs on the line. I am stunned. I am stunned. I give the Rockets credit. They battled back. They play great defense all night. But I feel for our guys. Our guys battled back, played their asses off.
They did.
Deserved to win that game or at least have a chance for
one
stop.
Yeah, but you blew it.
At the end to finish the game. And that was taken from us by a call that I don't think an elementary school referee would have made, because that guy would have had feel and said, you know what, I'm not going to decide
Shut
a game.
How long is this?
Feet from the basket.
Why, what's the difference?
How long is this crying?
Wait,
how long is this crying? The guy who's benefited, as Twitter would say, cry more. Well, I mean, look, he's right. He's right about everything he said.
Right,
no one ever
everything.
Makes that call, usually called no. Jump on, all this stuff. You're right. However, you have suckled from the teat of overzealous officiating against Steph Curry and the like for your Draymond.
Are you making this stand, considering you're a Rocket fan and watch all the foul baiting that your superstar did?
Hold on a second.
Glass houses, sir.
Hold on a second. He doesn't play for the Houston Rockets.
Glass houses,
I'm not
sir.
Going back 5 years.
But you experienced the benefit of having a guy who got the
benefit
of officiating.
Some benefit.
Only because
times.
He wasn't good enough
never,
in the playoffs.
I've also
it
seen
never
the Rockets.
Paid off.
Well, because, of the, guy,
the Warriors.
Because
no.
of the guy.
Yeah, I'm
not
saying
the Warriors.
This.
I mean, the refs.
They got away with murder a ton of times. Like, blatant. Remember the play against the Clippers where Draymond Green was grabbing the ball where he was 6 feet out of bounds, and
kicking
they didn't
people
even...
in the nuts.
Yeah,
well, he did
kick,
get to, he punched, did miss the NBA
choked,
Finals game for that.
Got hit in the face with he hit somebody in the face with a clear elbow, gashed him, went to a Kimura, like, and then that's fouls both technicals both ways. He had him in a Kimura, sir. That's not technicals both ways. Here. This is what, and Twitter does not, and our stream, our Twitch chatters don't ever say something that's not true. Apparently, there was a time where Steph got touched. I saw a guy touch Steph's arm one time, and they gave him the death penalty.
So Draymond was Daniel Penny? Are you that what you're saying?
No.
Oh.
Too soon. No. No, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that Steve Kerr, I don't blame Steve Kerr for being mad, but also you had a 7-point lead with under 3 minutes to go, and you didn't finish. The 7-point, when did they have seven? It wasn't that, okay, well, six for sure. But you did have a 7-point lead in that game. and you had a 6-point lead with under 3 minutes to go, with under 2 minutes to go, and you lost.
They blew it.
Your offense went into the tank.
They didn't even want to play offense. They just wanted to stall.
How about you execute?
They had like, 2 24-second violations.
I saw Rockets fans crying online about officiating at one point in the game, and I'm like, man, officiating with these dumbass turnovers that we're having, with the inability to shoot today, with lapses defensively in the fourth quarter. Like, I want to hear about the officials are screwing us. Hey, it looks like I'm going to tell Steve Kerr, you have officiating mistakes or whatever happen on both sides. If you have a lead that's 6 points with less than 3 minutes, the chances of you winning is in the high 70s, sometime low 80s. It's actually in the 80s. I don't want to hear about the officials execute and you win. You didn't execute. Your team shoots bad free throws now. You're the worst free throw shooting team in the league. I don't want to hear about it. Do a better job of closing out Fred VanVleet. He couldn't shoot at all yesterday, and he got buckets on you. Yeah. Do a better job of closing. And did you see he got some buckets? He didn't get a bucket. He got more than one, like 8 points. But did you
– 2 threes out of 9 shots. That was
did good. You see the – Did you get to see the Rockets? I'm sure you did if you're watching. The Rockets' response, the players. Like, I was so happy. I was so pumped. The Rockets stormed the court.
Yeah.
And guys were freaking out. They were so excited. Jabari
awesome.
Smith, after the game with Vanessa Richardson, we're going to try to get that sound. He had a great – I don't want to ruin it, but she asked him a question. I thought he had a great answer. The guys – winning matters so much to them, man. They've got the dog mentality is there.
Dude. This cup means something.
It does.
It does.
It also means
if
more money.
If that was just
but
a regular season game, that would have been great. But
the fans were great last night.
Yeah. Then they're heading to Vegas. We got to break it here. And if you want to get in, 713, Charles Barkley had some thoughts on the Rockets. And Shaq's got some thoughts on the NBA. We're going to play that as well. We got John Daspit, though. What are his thoughts about the NBA?
He was a sponsor last year for the Rockets all year long. You could see his logo, iconic logo, with the D is like a column like you'd see at a courthouse. The D, the base stroke of the D is that column. And he's been involved there. He's advertised with the Astros as well. He's got NIL deals with Cougars and Longhorns over the years. You know, he gives back in that way and wants to, I mean, he's a big sports fan. He listens to our show. His Spotify Wrapped has a lot of our show in it. And that's because he's a big listener. He's a big sports fan. He grew up here, 2 degrees from Texas, a law degree from University of Houston. He's in the community. So he understands the issues inside the community that people have with being injured, especially out near the ship channel and along the coast where, stretching all the way to Beaumont out, further east. He is going to help people who have been injured, whether it's on the roadway, whether it's at the workplace, construction, you're out on the water somewhere offshore, or maybe you're at a refinery. He's handled a lot of these cases. And what happens is these injuries can be pretty severe. And you really need to make sure that your medical bills are all taken care of and that you get all the treatments that you need. You need to make sure that you get paid for the time that you're going to miss from work, because in most cases, these are pretty severe injuries where you're going to miss a lot of time. You need that money to pay those bills, and your pain and suffering is going to be compensated for as well. Let John Daspit do the heavy lifting for you, fights passionately for the injured, and he has a winning percentage that is off the charts. He is going to win for you, and he'll win big. 713-CALL-NOW, that's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Yeah, I remember that Kevin Durant play where he was way out of bounds. Thank you, Kevin G. Joseph. KJ said, hey, Dell, shut up, okay? He foul-baiting Harden had zero benefit playing the Warriors because the Rockets never beat him in a series.
Well, that's so because you're the foul-baiter fell apart, not because he didn't get calls.
Dell's being a John Bader. Don't let him bait you, yeah. John. This guy's a master at that.
No.
I don't bait anyone, to be honest.
You're a master at baiting, yeah. For
well,
sure.
Well played. Well played.
For sure. You are. You're the master at baiting. You poke in prod.
It's fine. We should be celebrating a tough win.
Yes.
As that team overcame.
Yes.
Well, their own poor play. Charles Barkley was not thrilled with how they play basketball, and they found a way to win. That's all. Great win for the Rockets.
It's a great win. And you know what? I don't care. You know how ugly the games were when you played Charles Barkley? I mean, it reminded me of 90s basketball, except all the threes that they threw up, which was crap. But it was physical.
No, it's a way more – the Rockets are way more physical. This is a 90s baby, Ime Udoka, who coaches the team. Like, he understands that the Rockets aren't going to win with three and D necessarily. They're not going to win with – if you look at it, they've got a lot more points that come in the paint than most teams are in the top five or six in that category. They're not going to win with three-point shooting. The Daryl Morey method is not going to work for them. They don't have the shooters for it, and they don't have James Harden. What they can do is, like, when Jalen Green is going to the rim, he is one of the most explosive, dynamic players in the league at that element of the game. Phenomenal finisher on both sides of the rim. He can throw it down, had a great dunk. Jalen is awesome when he's taking people with these long explosive strides off the bounce at the cup. That's one way you win. You win with points off rebounds, points off turnovers with Tari and Amen. They found different ways to win, and they went through grime and grit and we don't have it. I'm trying to find it, John. I don't know if you saw it, but Vanessa Richardson interviewed Jabari Smith, and she asked him, she said, "What's it like? What does it feel like? You guys lost 15 in a row, and what does it feel like to finally have that win or whatever, monkey off the back or slay the dragon or whatever phrase?" And he goes, "I don't care about all those games are in the past. We don't care." Like, I thought, what a great way to approach this. First of all, he wasn't there for all of them. And secondly, what a great way to say, "Hey, well, those were in the past. We're focused on what's going on every game now."
They didn't matter last night. But you say, why put up 27 threes? Why put up 27 threes when you're not a good – listen, change it, okay? And Shaq, let's play this Shaq thing now, okay?
Okay.
We'll get to Barkley a little bit later about how crappy – because it is crappy. When you can't shoot, why are you shooting as many threes as you are? But that's what the NBA is. Here is Shaq. Who's he on with? Do you guys know?
It's his own – yeah, I think it's his own. It's on a DraftKings podcast of some sort. I don't know. I think it's Adam Lefko. And then I don't know who the other guy is who's talking. But
okay, so
Adam Lefko is one of the hosts.
It's a podcast. You can see the guys talking. So here is their take on the NBA and the game today.
Well, this game we're watching now, I don't know what the f*** we're watching now. It's f***ing terrible.
I was talking to some younger dudes. They say, yeah, I said the 90s and 80s was way harder than this. You guys, this is like kind of soft. Am I lying? Am I crazy? I'm not a basketball expert.
It's soft, and I've said this a million times. It's soft because everybody's doing the same thing. It drives me f***ing crazy.
Of all of your opinions, that take about it's all three-point shooting has spread for months, and I feel like so much so that Commissioner Adam Silver even had to address you saying that. And the truth thing is I saw a clip the other night of the Lakers and Suns where it was seven straight possessions of 3-3-3-3-3-3, and the problem is we've reached a point with the analytics where the three is worth more than two, but we've got to the point now where I think we've lost. Like this. We've lost this. We've lost the dunks we loved, and what we've always loved is competition. There's no competition when it's a three. It's a contest, not a competition.
I think it's f***ed up when Wemba is throwing f***ing 3 points. Get your ass in the middle.
I hate it. I hate
what are you doing? What is... It's corny.
I hate the we've lost chasing the mystery. What I mean by that, every morning we had a shoot around to try to solve what the fuck, how the f*** we gonna stop Ewing? How are we gonna stop Kevin Garnett? Yeah. How are we going to stop Michael Jordan and his triangle? Yeah. How are we going to stop Utah and a million pick and rolls? Now, switching, I saw Lakers were playing the Spurs, and you have Austin Reed on Wimbenyama. I turned the TV off.
Well, and we have Fred.
What was I saying last week?
We have Fred on
Van
everybody.
Vliet.
He got
Fred Van Vliet is in the paint. It's ridiculous.
They had Fred on either Looney or Draymond where they got an easy bucket on him down.
No, it was on Kuminga.
Was it Kuminga? Yeah, it's down in the paint, you mean? Down by the basket? Yeah, it's – well, I mean, it's a great observation by Shaq, but that's all it is, an observation. It's changed. The page has been turned. And we can reminisce and be upset and all that stuff. But it really doesn't matter. The game's not – I mean, the game will swing back in some ways, and the Rockets are one of those pendulum swings where Ime says, look, we're going to shoot threes. We understand the math, and we're going to shoot some pull-ups and do some stuff like that because our analytics tell us that that's, you know, over time that will be beneficial. However, we're playing grimy. Like, if you can't recognize the way the Rockets play as a throwback, at least defensively, as a throwback to elements of the game that many old heads knew and loved, then I don't, you know, they appreciated that. I don't know what to say. Now, I think Shaq made a great point. I'd never heard it mentioned like that, solving the mystery. You know, how do we stop Olajuwon? How do we stop Jordan? He talked about Kevin Garnett, the pick and rolls of Utah. It's true. The pick and rolls of Utah, we had big arguments on the show about go over the pick or under the pick. You couldn't go under the pick with John Stockton. If you went over the pick, the pick and roll would kill you. Then you had Horney in the corner. They posted him in the corner. If you came with help side from the wing, then he kicked to Horney. It was a hard mystery to solve. And Jeff Van Gundy and Rudy and every other coach would have to figure out, okay, how are we going to attack this? How many different ways are we going to? Because we don't want to be predictable. And he is right. I think the mystery is over because most offenses have a very similar look to them, And now you have to figure out how to stop somebody, you know, just kind of one-on-one, but it's not out of the triangle. It's not out of a pick-and-roll scenario.
You know, you say you can't do it. Why? Why? I mean, shoot fewer threes. You know what? Drive to the basket more. You know what? Drive and kick more. I don't know why.
If you kick,
well, that's
threes.
The game today. You got to do it. No, you don't. The Rockets just won a game scoring 92 points. They just won a game.
And they played the way that you're talking about. They shot threes and they won.
They shot terribly. They shot 22%
and they won. That's my point. They can win if they need to.
Listen, the Rockets have won more games than anybody shooting under 42%. They've won four games this year shooting under 42%. And you know why? Because they play defense. So if you're going to play defense, why take those threes when you can't shoot threes? Why not? They're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just, you know what, grind, play 90s basketball. Just go and take mid-range jump shots.
They shoot more mid-range. They're in the top three of the league in mid-range, John.
Yeah, I know.
They're not leaders in three-point shooting. They are keeping doing that. That's what they do. You're arguing for something they're already doing. The three-pointer's not going away from the Rockets. But
it needs to. They suck at it.
Well, you can say that, but you're not going to win. Eventually, you have to be able to shoot the three. You have to. What got you back in the game? A big Fred three. You had no chance of coming back from six with that much time trying to get
twos. The reason you were down six is because you were terrible for
three. I know.
Three.
The reason you were in the game is you played defense. Both can be true.
You don't have to just be a sheep and follow what everybody else.
It's not being a sheep.
Play your own game.
They do.
No, they don't.
They do. The game is fundamentally changed, John. That's like saying don't shift or don't do this in baseball. Don't throw so many curveballs. Stop being a sheep. The game has changed. Basketball has changed. The Rockets do it almost less than anyone. But they're still going
to
do it.
What you need to do, which they've never done except with James Harden, is get a three-point shooter.
They drafted one. He's not ready yet. Reed Shepard is an elite shooter. They have a three-point shooter.
We'll see if he is.
They have a three-point shooter. Jabari Smith can be a better three-point shooter.
A little three-point shooter.
It doesn't matter. So is Steve Kerr. So is everyone who played for Michael Jordan.
How about the rotation last night? He played basically seven guys.
Yeah, because it was a playoff game.
He went to playoff basketball rotation last night. He said, "You know what? You guys just sit there because these are my guys.
I don't know how you can appreciate. Like, I appreciate the ugly win. There's nothing more scrappy. If you want to talk 90s basketball, go watch a Rocket Knicks game. It was almost impossible to watch.
If you can
talk about 90s basketball. Shaq can talk about it. But let me tell you something. We loved it because they were winning championships. 78-83." The Cleveland Cavaliers got beat by the Heat. Oh, Charlotte wins 84-72. It was terrible. The Rockets Knicks series, if you go back and watch it now, it's a body bag game. It's not nice to watch.
And you know what? I'm not sure which is worse, though, if you want to know the truth. This is the jacking up threes, just running down the court and jacking up threes. That's not good basketball.
I think it's good if you make it.
Yeah, but guess what? They don't.
No.
I mean,
they're also one of the better teams in the Western Conference.
Steph Curry ruined the game. And you know what?
No, he didn't. Steph Curry's the greatest shooter in history. Daryl Morey ruined the game.
I saw the best quote from somebody the other day. He said, Steph Curry, everybody, they want to play basketball like Steph Curry. And nobody is Steph Curry.
Steph Curry didn't ruin the game.
Steph Curry, everybody thinks we got to shoot threes like Steph. You know what? You're not Steph. Steph can make threes. Steph can do that. You can't. And that was the best, I thought, comment about today's basketball that I've seen yet. And the best testosterone that I've seen yet is that game day men's health. It's all testosterone is pretty much the same. But the way that they deliver it to you. How about absolutely free with a consultation? How about, it's not only just about that. How about, I want to be thinner. I want to be bigger. I want to heal from injury. Because they do that as well. They're taking care of men, okay? They are. What is your plan? What is your hopes? As soon as you sit down, I sat down with Jamie in Willowbrook, and I told her, you know, this is what my goals are. This is what I want to do. And she was like, well, we'll get you there. Peptides, they've got peptides for you that will make you feel better, that will make you feel more alert, better at work, better in the gym, better in the bedroom, all of those things. They can help you with. They've got a lab right there, so you get you find out your results right away, 15 minutes, and you know what's going on with your body, as opposed to the other places that have to send it away. They don't have labs. Here's the deal. Game Day Men's Health is just different. They're going to have locations all over the city, but your first try – listen, I love it because I can take my shots home and give it myself. You can do that too. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. It's just different. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. The number if you want to get in here with us. Juice Scruggs didn't practice or limited practice yesterday. I forget which one. Anyway, he's hurting. Juice Scruggs did not participate yesterday. Robert Woods, he was out. Personal reasons, and Jalen Petrie shut down for the season. Kenyon Green is back. Juice Scruggs has a foot problem. Is there a chance we see Kenyon Green starting in Juice Scruggs' place this week?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a little scary, but
well, okay. When last we left him, he was a starter.
Well, the media for the stuff that was open to them. Kenyon Green was not the starting guard. It was a guy they picked up from New England that actually played against the Texans earlier this year. That was the media portion. I don't know. We don't know what it was like when those guys had to go hide their eyes, but he was not the starting guard, Kenyon Green.
It was not Kendrick Green.
It wasn't him either. It's that Patriots pickup.
Oh, Zach Thomas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
he was from San Diego State. I remember him. Yeah, he ain't that good.
Interesting. Interesting. If Kenyon Green so far.
Well, Kenyon may be out of shape. Kenyon may not be in game shape. It wouldn't surprise me if Kenyon rotated in.
Yeah, especially his shoulder. I mean, how much can you lift? And I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's all stuff you got to watch.
And dude was hurting as far as the strengthening goes against those big defensive tackles anyway. And if you've got to shut it down for a while, as long as he's had to shut it down, I don't know how you come right back and can get back in there. So we'll see. We'll see if he's a part of the plan going forward. He was activated, so he's out there, and we'll see what happens. The Alex Bregman thing seems to be heating up. Now, with Soto, now stump pieces are going to start to fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially the Yankees are a bit – they went out and they got Max Fried, so that they can quiet the fan base just a little bit, because the fan base is none too happy with the whole Soto situation. And you know, some of that falls on wait a minute. We're the ones, like you said, Lance, we're the ones that do this, not the Mets. So we're the ones that steal your players. We're the ones that sign the biggest
wait
things.
A minute. Oh, I'm so mad. Mm-hmm. One of our players went somewhere else. How dare you? We're the Yankees. We always win titles, never.
So, 2009, okay. 27, they have titles.
2009, we have people listening who weren't born. Stop.
Okay, is that a call for...
Alyssa wasn't even born.
In 2000, yeah, she wasn't born in 2009.
No, she wasn't born.
Scott Boris was asked about Alex Bregman and, you know, and the Yankees. And I don't think there's any question he's going to be a Yankee. I don't think they've got to get to something. And Alex Bregman, I think Bregman's the next big name on the list, right?
Yeah.
And here is Scott Boras talking about the fit with the Yankees.
Do you see the Yankees as a fit for Alex Bregman?
I would, you know, that would be up to their organization, but I think that anybody who wants a gold glove third baseman who hits in the middle of your lineup, I don't know many teams that doesn't fit for, so, you know.
I mean, the three teams are the perfect teams, if you really think about it. The Yankees, because he's got winning DNA and really would give them kind of the grit that they lack right now. You've got the Detroit Tigers, but that's a little bit of a long shot. But you got A.J. Hinch over there, and I'm sure they would love to add a player like that. They need to, frankly, if they want to keep stepping up. They've got a Cy Young Award-winning pitcher. They just beat the Astros two straight. You know, they're a scrappy team. They're a come-up team, but they haven't really done anything this offseason. Then you have the Red Sox, which I think, for me, would be the favorite. It just depends on what they're willing to pay. But going with Alex Cora, you know Alex Cora loves him some Alex Bregman. You know it. And I think he's going to end up with the Red Sox. And then the Astros are considered the fourth team. And I would make the Astros probably plus 800. It would probably be the Yankees minus 160, Red Sox. Yankees minus 180, Red Sox plus 150, Detroit Tigers plus 600, and Astros plus 7. No, Astros plus 600, Tigers plus 900.
Yeah, I think I think it's going to come. Look, the Red Sox are going for it. They just picked up Crochet. Their fan base is pissed that they haven't been competitive the last couple of years. They've got to do something. They need to make a splash. They made a splash by going out and getting Crochet. Let's see. I could certainly see if they lose out on Bregman to the Yankees, I could see their fan base starting to they're chirping now.
Crochet Bregman would be a big deal.
It would be a big deal.
It'd be like their fans would be happy. Look, all these guys, cheater, cheater, cheater. Look how they're shutting their fat freaking mouths now.
Wow.
Everyone wants to get their hands on anything Astros related. If you are with the Astros, please come over. Please, please come over. That's the respect. Cheater, cheater. Yeah, all the boos. Oh, Alex Bregman's a cheater. Boo. Can we have him? Can we have him? He can't do anything if not being in the trash cans. Well, why do you want him?
About that. They don't care about it. As soon as he puts on that uniform. But how about if Bregman goes to the Red Sox, I could certainly see a move for Tucker by the Yankees. Because they have to, they can't be done now. And how about the Astros?
What will they have, John? They just gave up a big chunks of their system for Soto in a rental.
How about the Astros? Apparently, someone said that the Astros' asking price starts with Luis Gill. Okay. Now we're talking something.
Well,
here.
Who said this?
Yeah, this was somebody said it. I forget who it was, but hey,
somebody
if
on Twitter?
It's Luis Gill. If you're going to start with and you know what, then that's what the Astros should.
No,
start
it
with.
really should. That's a 15 game winner though, man. They need pitching too. I don't know, man. Why? Well, hey, to get something, you got to give something.
You got to give up something.
You really do.
You want Kyle Tucker? All right.
Yeah.
Go get it. You can get you some Kyle Tucker. Let's see how it works out for you in the postseason. Oh,
why are you laughing? He punished us with his awfulness,
and it was an evil laugh too, yeah. Like a villain's a villain's.
Oh,
laugh.
You go ahead, Yankees.
That's just you working cooker. Through the pain of what he did to us.
I'm almost starting to turn on him prematurely.
I've already Kyle turned Tucker, on him. I've done it to complete Kyle Tucker turn.
He has. Yes. Oh, I've been wanting to move him, but not because of anti-Kyle Tucker, just because everybody's
more postseason Tucker.
Well, but you're more valuable the more time you have left on the clock. So you know you potentially don't have as I'm like you could have as much value, but you need to have two and three teams looking for Kyle Tucker right now. So yeah. You know, are you willing to teams who are willing to rent Kyle Tucker? That's great. How many is it going to be if you don't think you can sign him? Are you? He's not Juan Soto. You know, you made a rental with the idea that, hey, I love what the Padres did. They rented him knowing that they could move him if they needed to, and they did, and they got a ton back. The Padres just rented him. They gave up their top three of their top four prospects, then they got the Yankees' top prospects when they moved him to New York, and then New York just lost him.
And the Padres were really, really good.
This dude's
they were really
for
good this year. I thought they were going to beat the Yankees. One game one against the Dodgers, and then they lost the next two games, but – but that, you know what? Sometimes you're better. I mean, I'm not saying that the Astros are going to be better without Kyle Tucker, but let's see what you get in return.
Is he the Stephon Diggs of the Buffalo Bills, where we win, where we can compete for a championship without him?
Well, the Bills had never won anything.
Yeah, but they almost got better.
So it's a little different.
He's our Tyreek Hill. In that we've won championships with him, but now we can win without him.
Who is your Patrick Mahomes?
That's Altuve.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
So Altuve's the best player in the sport?
Yeah.
Hey,
or Jordan?
Well, I want to break it right now, because when we come back, I do want to get into a couple things. We got to talk about the Rockets' big win, but also do want to get into this Astros. I had a back and forth with somebody on Twitter talking about the expectations for the Astros, and I kind of want to see where you guys are, because I'm really curious where you are on a couple of things. It just came to my attention that there are some people with a little different opinions and I guess expectations this year than I was kind of thinking.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about Nico. They got holiday cards at Nico's home.
They're coming in today.
No, they're not. No, they're coming in next week when I'm there. They're not coming in today, because it's, you know what? How about just mention my name at any Nico's? I got three locations now, one up in the Woodlands. I got one at I-10 and the Beltway, and they got one, obviously, in Montrose. Mention my name, and they will give you a half order of Luka Matis. And you don't, half an order of Luka Matis is good, all right? I'm telling you, it's just good. You get half an order because they're so delicious. I'm not sure you're going to get addicted. You won't get addicted to them. Luka Matis are a great dessert. It's you know, it's the dough that's fried and honey with honey and powder. What? And so just mention my name, and you get a free half order. Now, you can get gift cards there. A $50 gift card, so they're going to give you $10 back. So you're getting 20% off on a $50 gift card. You know what? Just get it for yourself and use that, and you get 20% off on anything that you eat. Why? Hey, give me that $50 gift card, and you got 20% off. Or you can give it to people, too. So this is happening from now until the end of the year at Nico's. Get the app, OPA, and get great deals, and get free food on that as well. I'm telling you, Nico's is the I love me some Nico's. You will love, this holiday season, you will love having Greek food. Have you thought of Greek food for this holiday? Let's go. Nico's. And get there at Nico's. And remember, mention my name.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Hey, Dell, let's pick a contestant for Repeat the Warehouse Guy. Let's, all right, 713-780-3776 at exactly 8 o'clock. You call in at 713-780-3776. You caller number 5 is going to play Beat the Warehouse Guy, live guy. If you don't know what that is, you pick 5 NFL games. He picks 5 NFL games. And if you beat him, if you beat the Warehouse Live guy, you are going to go to a game with 4 tickets and the limo ride there and back. Mm-hmm. How about that?
And despite John's insults, he's done really well this year, so you got to come with it. And another thing, if you've played already this year, don't call in. That's happened a couple of times. Even if you haven't won, if you played, wait till next year.
Yeah, next year you can play again. Not this year. I never insult him.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
Yeah, I never insult Justin. I enjoy him losing.
Well, you haven't enjoyed a lot this year.
No, I know. He's been killing it. It's just terrible. It's just awful. I hate when he wins.
So, caller what again?
Caller number 5.
Okay.
Caller number 5. 713-780-3776 at exactly 8 o'clock. Play Beat the Limo Guy. Let's go. All right. Do you wanted to bring something up, Lance?
Yeah. So, this back and forth, before we get into the Rockets, this back and forth I had last night with a listener who I've known for a long time. And it was about the Rockets, and it was about Houston Astros on Instagram. I shared this with you. They posted, it's a post of all these young players and guys who are in the minor leagues, and it says, quote, just getting started. The comments on it are not great. They're not ideal. And it's a team that's won a lot of games, but it really doesn't matter. You can be great for, you can have the greatest run in Houston sports history, and once you're no longer a viable champion, you're going to start taking bullets. And, you know, they're unhappy with Jim Crane. I mean, they just are. Let's see. So immediately under it said, how about trade Dana instead? Oh, my God, how cooked are we? These dudes really shelled out $100 million for a second closer but want to watch our cornerstone third baseman and generational right fielder walk. Pretty bad timing, social media team. Disastrous posts. Ain't going to work, y'all. Where's Loperfido? Say goodbye to everybody. LMFAO, just fell to my knees outside of an HEB. Once again, these are videos. This is a post of like six different minor league players, like young players, guys like Whitcomb. Well, there's no Chaz's in there, and, you know, they're young players, but not like Yiner Diaz not in there. A young guy post, it's over. If you trade Tucker, I'm quitting this team. Interesting person to use for the first picture. The amount of money that Crane's made off the fans for 7 straight years of record ticket sales, merchandising sales, is astounding. Yet he refuses to put that money back in the club and field a winning team. Truly infuriating.
That's so wrong.
No amount of fluffing up our subpar prospects.
You can say all this stuff, but it's wrong. Okay? Hey, they got the 5th highest payroll in the game last year. What are you talking about?
Is it this year?
They're going to be up there, yeah. They're going to be up there.
Will they be in the top 10?
We have to see how this
because that's nothing to be bragging about.
We have to see how the offseason unfolds.
Are you going to change your tune if they are sitting
They've
there at 8
one
to
of
10?
The biggest spenders I know they in
have.
The game.
I know they have moving forward. Now, I don't see, to me, I just want a smart, well-run organization. I mean, that's all. I want teams that recognize, hey, if we're going to do this model, then we have to trade guys a little earlier so we maximize our value in return. If we're going to do the grow-our-own model and team control model, then you better be smart enough to understand that you have to move certain players to bolster your talent pool. You can't do both. You can't say we're staying with everyone forever. That's what Drayton McClain tried to do. Stay with everyone forever and then let them all walk. Well, if you do that, you're not going to have the talent pool. I mean, you have to be elite as a drafter, an evaluator of talent, and a developer of talent. And you got to have some luck, too. Let's face it. A lot of this is just kind of luck on hitting on certain guys and staying away from injuries. So this isn't the mode they're using is fine. I'm okay with it, and I'm okay with process. I understand process brings championships, not just money. Not just throwing money doesn't just bring championships. But at the same time, I understand the fans' frustrations with losing all their top players. All the jerseys they have are no longer relevant because their jerseys are all leaving. Except Yordan. Your Yordan and Altuves are okay. The rest of your jerseys, gone.
That's all right. I mean, and they kept on winning.
Listen, but it's not all right.
The thing is, it's not all right. Not to the fans.
It's not all right. You say it's all right, but it's not to the fans.
It's not to them. You can listen to how they're reacting.
Okay, which was the wrong decision that they made?
No, I'm just telling you what the fan. I'm telling you the fans
are turning. I understand that, but what was the wrong decision?
I would say letting Bregman go is going to be the wrong decision.
Well, okay, I'm with you on that.
If you don't trade Kyle Tucker, it's the wrong decision.
Okay, but how many years do you want? I mean, I appreciate it, and I appreciate. Listen, I don't want to see Bregman go. I don't. I think he's the heart of the team. I think he gives the work ethic. He's so focused, fire. He's zeroed in all the time on baseball, and you need that in your locker room. And the dude, I think he's underrated for what he has meant to this organization. I'm with you on this one. The thing is, do you want to get away from your philosophy of years and contract years?
Well, at some point, you're going to have to break philosophy. You're going to have to make it. You don't fundamentally change, but you can have a one-off. It's okay to have a one-off. You know, it's okay to have a one-off. And this would be one of those times. If you can get to a seventh year, you may need to do that. It's not ideal, but if you want to keep this window open, that you just seem like you know, I'm okay with taking a step back taking one step back to take two steps forward. Lance is okay with it. I don't think Astros fans are okay with it. So and I feel like the way Dana talks and Jim Crane talk, they don't think they're kind of Drayton-y. They're not looking, hey, this is all, we got everything we need right here. Everything's fine. Everything's good. Well, if that's how you're going to be, then you better keep one of your cornerstone guys, as you just mentioned, who's a great leader. Hey, Dana said, we're not looking to push anyone out the door. We're not looking to move. You know, that's not, if we're going to listen to everything, we'll listen to everything. Right. But we're not looking, he even said, we're not looking to move guys out of here.
Okay, so I'm with you. If he goes and signs for 7 years somewhere, I'm with you. I think, you know what, break your philosophy. Go ahead. Make one exception.
Leadership,
But you set a precedent then. We can do a seven-year deal, which you've never done before. So, but you also you say, well, that's Alex Bregman. You're not Alex Bregman. That's all there is to it. And with Kyle Tucker, I don't think the fan base will – I don't know. Are you getting a reaction that they're going to be just as pissed or more pissed about Tucker walking?
I don't know. That one, I think you're going to have – I think the loudest fans are going to be pissed. I think the ones who understand team building a little bit and who are more pragmatic will understand it, because it's done for a purpose of winning, because it's inevitable that he's going to walk. And so I think it's kind of going to be split, to be honest with you. Here's something else that this person said. I feel like Crane is slightly smarter than this. Altuve being the only leader is not smart. They went on to say, JV gone, Bregg's gone, there's no mentor for hitting or pitching, but the AL still kind of sucks. The Tigers haven't gotten better. Letting Correa and Springer go was kind of the right move. They both broke down. Damn. I'm not worried about the pitching. Here's one. I'm not worried about the pitching at all. I don't know why I'm not, but I'm not. If Alex goes to Boston with Cora, that will really hurt. See, I am worried about the pitching, only because what guarantees do we have that these guys coming off Tommy John's are going to be, first of all, when are they ready, number one? And number two, do they just step right back into who they were? Because, frankly, Christian Javier has not been the same guy since 22 anyway. No. So I am actually a little bit worried about pitching. I do. We have good arms. We're not in a terrible place. I just think we're in a question mark place. I don't know where we are right now. That's all. But I'm not like, it's not like I'm not worried about arms. I am worried about arms. When are they back, and are they going to be as good?
So, listen. I'm not worried about the pitching nearly as much as I am about the lineup. The lineup is going to take a huge hit if there's no Bregman. Last year of Tucker, I mean, I don't know how you're going to produce any runs. Abreu's already gone. I mean, this is. I don't know how you're going to produce.
We got
Jeremy
board.
Pena has been so inconsistent. Jose Altuve is another year older. You know, obviously,
yeah.
You're okay at catcher. You're okay in left field and DH. But this lineup has got a lot of holes. I think you're going to be okay. Dana Brown said the other day, I got 10 pitchers. I got 10 starters. And we'll see.
I don't know. Dana's fine. I'm not listening to Dana Brown right now.
Dana Brown just says stuff.
Dana does just say stuff. I don't want to hear you either do stuff or there's nothing you can say that you can say you're 10 pitchers, and that's great. You do. Let's see how healthy they are.
There's nothing Dana can say
to make me feel better.
I would rather he goes for position players, though, this offseason. I would much prefer that. You know what? Go with the pitchers that you still got. You got Fromber, Arrighetti, Brown. You got
It's 8:03. Let's
Ronell.
Let's do it. Let's do it on the other side because
you're pretty good.
We got a board full of calls also.
Okay, well,
that are pretty passionate about this and they are not happy with you.
Okay. That's fine.
I don't know if they're I don't know what they're
That's a first.
You don't
right?
you don't disagree.
Somebody not happy with me?
No,
I get it every day with
We're actually not arguing about anything. You know, there's frustrations about the Astros, but it's bound to happen when you get to the end of a run. It's, you know, is it a premature end? I think that's what fans are a little upset about.
Well, listen, I'm going to keep my run going with Coors Light. I know that. Coors Light is not going anywhere in my lineup. Coors Light is in my lineup for good. It's Coors Light is I'm ready to. I'm going to have me some Coors Lights today, playing some poker, I think. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know what you're going to do. I know what I'm going to do, and it involves Coors Lights. I hope your day involves Coors Lights. I hope that you're happy like I am. I'm happy when I'm drinking Coors Lights. I'm not one of those mean drinkers. I'm a happy drinker. I like everybody to have a good time. And that's what it with Coors Light. I'm serious about the Coors Light thing. I want you to enjoy cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. I don't know why you would want a beer that's not refreshing. I don't get it. I love that Colorado water. You'll love that Colorado water, too. You keep Texas chill, people. Let's go. Let's grab a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on. I'm telling you, the day is great. When you got a Coors Light in your hand, I don't care what you're doing, you got a great day going on. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.